Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's play some music.
Thank you. Chuck, how you doing? Alrighty. Well, okay. Alrighty. Well, Doug, if you're sending messages, please stop. Okay? All right. Okay, let's get into the message for tonight. Okay. It is brought to you by First 15. It's called Seeking God Through Prayer. You see, learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us in Christ all the wondrous excellencies and satisfaction we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover all over heaven for how long to give us. So may you grow in your pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we have been given to seek His face. The fact that God listens to us as His children changes the landscape of prayer for empty praises uttered in the abyss to direct communication with the Creator and Sustainer of all. When you pray, you are heard by your Heavenly Father, and it's because He listens to us that the prayer is one of the most wonderful and powerful avenues to pursue Him. So may we learn to dialogue in the greater ways with our Heavenly Father as we open our hearts to all He will show us today about prayer. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 7-8 says, "And when you pray, do not heap upon empty praises as the Gentiles do, but I think that they will be heard for the many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Jesus inaugurated an entirely new perspective on prayer. Prior to Jesus, God's people would pray out of obligation or ritual begging or seemingly distant God to move on their behalf. Jesus taught that God knows our needs before we even ask. He taught that God is a good Father who longs to respond to the needs of His children. And in John chapter 15, verse 7, He taught, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So God's desire is to respond favorably to our prayers. He always has our absolute best in mind and longs to satisfy the desires of our hearts. The key to effective communication with God is first to trust that He is good Father who listens and longs to answer the prayers of His children. After gaining proper perspective, we need to spend a significant time allowing God to fill us with His desires for us. Fastening our hearts is a reflection of His. God will not give you what He knows is less than His best. Rather, He longs to fill you with the desire of what is best for you. Then come along and satisfy the desire in the magnificent and miraculous ways that you pray. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says, "Call to Me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." So when you call out to your Heavenly Father, trust that He will answer you. He longs to fill you with the knowledge of desire for His will. He longs to speak with you. You can have His heart and know how He feels. The Holy Spirit who dwells within you belongs to reveal to the perfect plans of your Heavenly Father. So spend time in prayer listening to the heartbeat of God and allowing Him to fill you with the knowledge of His will. So meditate on God's purpose for prayer. Allow Scripture to fill you with trust and faith in God's ability to both listen and speak to you. In John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear My voice, I know them, and they follow Me." Ask the Spirit to fill you with the knowledge of God's desire for you. Where do you need God's wisdom? What part of your life doesn't seem to be marked by the work of God? And where do you need peace, joy, and purpose? In Psalm chapter 85, verse 8, "Let me hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for He will speak peace to His people, to His saints, but let them not turn back to folly." So pray in accordance with God's will. Pray with boldness after you discover God's heart for you, even knowing that He hears you and responds to your prayer perfectly. In his book, Power Through Prayer, E.M. Bounds shares incredible wisdom on the last of all prayer. May the words guide you to a deeper connection with your Heavenly Father today. The men who have done the most for God in the world have been early on their knees. He who fritters away with the early morning as an opportunity and freshen in their pursuits and seeking God will make poor headway seeking Him the rest of the day. If God is not person or thoughts and efforts in the morning, He will be in the last place in the remainder of the day. So I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 6 and it'll bring this devotion more into light. Amen. Now this brings us to the part when we come to, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go or what to do in life? Okay, maybe you lack purpose in life and you need something. Maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as addiction to drugs and alcohol, pornography, okay, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, He's got to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So if you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you say that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. All right. Let's take some calls. 111.
Hi, what time is the anal bash at
111. Okay. No more callers. Let's play the music.
Thank you.
Okay. 111.
Hello, 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 hello.
111.
Hello and good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. It looks like Doug jumped out of the chat and ran away, and that's very unfortunate because I do have an update. Doug is so into drinking, he stuck a beer bottle up his ass. He's so into food, he stuck a hot dog up his ass. He's so into guns, he used his gun as a dildo. He loves his daughter so much, he had sex with her. He loves his dog so much, he likes to lift up the dog's tail and screw it. He loves Tony F. so much, he bought the book Cooking Naked with Farrar. He loves his lawn tractor so much, he checks the oil with his dick. Now, that has been a Doug Kosoff update. I'd like to give a shout-out to Uncle Tony, a.k.a. Uncle Sides. Please take his call on 111. Thank you. Shout-out to everyone in the chat.
All righty.
I'm retarded. Okay. Okay. I'm retarded.
Okay, well, I guess Uncle Tony's nowhere to be found. Okay, 111.
Fuck my ass, motherfucker.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay. Okay. Oh, well. Okay, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, the fullness of deity lives in you by my spirit. I will never leave you or forsake you. If you were to leave, if I were to leave you, I would have to leave myself because I dwell in your hearts. My faith is fullness and in truth. If I were to leave you, I would have to serve myself in eviction notice, and that I will not do. You are my chosen dwelling place, my beloved. There is nowhere else I'd rather be than fully resident in all my glory down on the inside of you. I will dwell in you as your resurrection. You do not understand that you will rise not because of what is above, but because of what is in you, in your very bones. There is no way I will allow death to hold you. For if I allow death to hold you, I will no longer be God of the life. I am not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Receive life this day. Annual, the covenant of death that says we will understand it better by and by. I do not need death to perfect my knowledge on the inside of you. Death is an enemy. Death is the last enemy. I do not need death. And I do not utilize death to accomplish a single one of my purposes. I do not use death to facilitate the fulfillment of the least of my promises. My spirit is a life-giving spirit, not a death-dealing spirit. Reject death today and receive life. Know that there is a promise and substance in me that religion says will not only come after death, that in reality you can have now. Say of your soul, I will have mine now. Receive what Enoch received. You are now walking into what you are waiting on, and your deliverance is now. Amen. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Okay,
Unmuted.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right. Well, anyway. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. God bless you. Okay, come back and see me, all righty. Well, God bless you, everybody. Good night.